Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. I had a walk of shame yesterday.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
It really is. And it had nothing to do with drinking and bad decisions or anything like that.
You didn't do anything shameful?
No.
Sometimes those are, you know, obviously those happen too.
I mean, some people would say this was shameful, but I had a coupon to Ben & Jerry's, and it was a manufacturer coupon. It was sent to me a long time ago.
Okay.
And I forgot it was in my wallet. So I was at the grocery store, and I'm buying the tubs of the Ben & Jerry's, and I pull out the coupons, and I'm waiting. And, like, it's I'm doing the self-scan, and it's not reading it.
Oh, boy. Now you got to wait. And the light's got to come on. Somebody's got to come over. Now there's, like, 15 self-service registers in that area, too. They could be busy for a while.
The line was so long behind me that it went halfway down the aisle right behind me.
Sad.
And I'm like, wait a minute. So, but I'm not giving up because it's a good coupon. It's, like, $6. It was no joke.
Right.
So I call the person. And the person comes, and then it's a matter of, like, they can't do it. They have to get the manager involved.
Oh, my gosh. The first key card couldn't get it done?
Nope.
That is sad.
I know.
That's too bad.
When they have to call for backup at the grocery store for your coupon,
right.
You know it's bad. But you see all the eyes of the people behind you just glaring at you when you're trying to use the coupon, and now they have to call somebody else to come. And it literally took, I'm not exaggerating, 12 minutes.
Wow.
And all the people were so mad.
Like, you were the worst thing. Plus, now, on top of it, you're monopolizing that supervisor's time. So now if there's any other problem, now you got one down. Oh, now there's two down. Oh, now there's three down. Now they really hate you.
So now I just finally finish, and I start walking, and I feel the eyes of the line just daggers
following
in
you
my
out
back.
The door, right?
Oh, it's such a walk of shame. You know, because you don't think about walk of shames being things like that, but it happens all the time when people are just judging you while you walk and you have to hang your head low.
You know, I would have told you that maybe the supervisor should feel bad too. When you've got to call the backup manager, that's a big thing.
It's
there.
It's a big deal.
I remember that my first radio job, my GM had his office was directly off the lobby. I mean, directly there. Like, here's the lobby, there's the door, and inside is his office. And whenever you would get in trouble, obviously, you had to go in and see the GM. He was not a quiet man.
Yeah.
He was a gunnery sergeant with the Marine Corps. So when you left that office and you had been yelled at, everybody in the building knew. The secretary, the business manager next door, the GSM across the way for sales. And of course, if anybody was picking up a t-shirt or concert tickets, oh, I was there. I heard Raven. He got crushed today, man.
That's a walk of shame.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What was your walk of shame?
When you trip in public and you fall and then you have to get up and just keep going as if nothing happened. And then you know what's worse? When people run over to ask if you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Act like I'm not here.
Yeah.
Right?
Like you didn't just see it happen.
Act like this didn't happen to me. Unless it's icy. Because if it's icy, I might be dead.
It's
all
true.
Right? Make sure I'm not dead and then act like it didn't happen and walk away.
Just turn your head. Just pretend like you didn't see it. We both know you saw it, but just pretend like you didn't, please. For like, just so I don't feel humiliated.
Right. If I'm not screaming out loud, it means I don't want a stretcher. All right? It doesn't mean that I don't necessarily don't need one, but it means I don't want one.
Oh, hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst walk of shame?
Probably after you use the bathroom on a plane, like especially if you were in there like a really, really long time and everyone just like is looking at you as you come out.
Yeah.
The bathroom walk of shame is a real one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On an airplane. Yep. That's a real one.
And I never understood why people lined up outside the door of the airplane.
It's terrible. You're just making us all more anxious. But the pressure, man, you got to go.
Yeah, it's true.
The pressure means that you're really anxious to go.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What was your walk of shame? Not all walk of shames involve bad decisions that you made the night before. 1-800-330-9999. What was your walk of shame? I was at a grocery store and I held up the line for 12 minutes. The line was literally down the aisle because I was trying to use a manufacturer coupon and they had to bring three people in just to approve it. And I could feel every person's eyes on me as I finally walked away because I had held up that line for so long. What was your walk of shame? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So I taught myself how to rollerblade several years ago, and I did it. I started doing it in the dark so nobody could see. But once I got really good at it, I decided to go to Wantagh Parkway on Long Island because Wantagh Parkway is a great ride. It's nice and smooth. It's scenic. It goes over water.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to the second bridge, which is a drawbridge, I get right to where the gate is about to lift, and I hear the horn, which is telling you that they're about to lift the bridge. So I'm like, oh, this is great. I got a front row seat. This is wonderful. So I keep hearing the dinging and the dinging and the dinging and the dinging, and it's going on forever until finally there is a big announcement over the PA saying, lady, can you get off the bridge? I have to lift it now. It turns out there's a gate way down at the bottom of the bridge that a group of people who were trying to get their exercise in were gathering, waiting for me to get off of the bridge. I had to turn around and rollerblade past all these people. I did not go back to that trail for a year.
Yeah? That is a walk of shame.
That is my walk of shame.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst walk of shame?
I think it's when you belly flop off the diving board at the pool, and then there's that awkward moment when you surface, and then you have to swim to the side to climb out. It's like the swim walk of shame.
You have to act like it didn't hurt. I mean, if you actually belly flop, right? You have to act like it didn't hurt because everybody's like, ooh, right.
So it's worse when you see the lifeguard like standing like they're going to jump in. You're like, no, I'm good. Please don't come get me.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You do? Well, no, but still.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst walk of shame?
I'd have to say when you're bowling and you throw a gutter ball, you turn around, and you have to face all your friends that are laughing and mocking at you.
Mm.
I can't handle it.
Yeah, it is bad, actually. God forbid it's somebody's birthday party or whatever. You got like three linked lanes. There's like 12 people there.
Because
you get every character, right? You get the friend that's in your face. You get the other character that gives you the saddest look. It's like, oh, what happened? You get the other one who just silently says nothing and says, no. You're going to do better. You try. I mean, you get all of it. The pity, everything.
Yeah.
Makes me never want to bowl again.
Till you get the strike next throw.
Next time.
Then you're on top of the world.
That's right. Then I'm in their face. What, you like that? Yeah, I told you I was going to bring it.
Anna and Raven, what's the worst walk of shame?
I actually auditioned for American Idol like many years ago, and I didn't get one vote to move to Hollywood. So leaving that room and everyone watching you is just like a total walk of shame. There's people that scream in happiness when they make it through, and then there's the rest of us just doing the American Idol walk of shame.
Yeah.
Not getting one out of three, though. It's not like you're the worst. And there's a lot of people that got to go through there. I mean, there's only three judges.
Yeah, but still, when you open the door and everybody's looking at you, you watch that on TV. You're waiting for their reaction.
I would just lie.
And then they burst into tears. That is a terrible walk of shame. I can't believe they make you do that. They should let you exit a different door.
That's true.
Agreed. Yeah.
The side door would be more agreeable.
Right.
You're right. That would be good. It's true. That would be more gentle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd come out and be like, I just missed it. Even though not getting a single vote, I would have been like, oh, maybe next time.
Mm.
But you're right. Going out the side door would be so much easier.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.